Greetings, dear ladies. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, he steps away. Are you aware of a situation that you are listening to this particular channeling right now, but it wasn't scheduled for right now? It was scheduled to be in Colorado. Melly Ha was not scheduled to be here right now, Medden. Melly Ha was scheduled for a live event with all of you, and yet she could not attend. And you take a look at these kinds of things and you say, were there reasons why this would be? Quite often there are, and quite often you don't see them until much later. Could it be that because Melly Ha could not make it even to the event, that through a chain of events something else might happen to cause something else, which might even save a life? It's all in the field, dear ones, and that is why when unscheduled things take place, the best thing you could do is to celebrate it and understand that you are part of a larger picture. It's not a puzzle. It's a larger picture that has pieces in it which fit together perfectly. But dear ones, the secret to making them work for you is to celebrate them. Now, Melly Ha, at the time that she was ill and could not attend Colorado, was trying to find out why she was ill. And that is still a mystery. And that ought to tell you something. Perhaps this was given to her so that she could not attend, so other things would happen, and perhaps the future would be different. And that brings you all to listening to me now. What brought you here? Do you think there were any accidents, perhaps? It might have pushed some things around so that you are here now and instead of then. And is it easier for you to listen now? All of these things come together quite often in a perfect way, especially for those who will, I will say, roll with the punches. And that is to say that whereas before you being pushed and pulled around by things that you cannot control, there's an objection, you might say. There's always the whys, you might say. But how many of you looked at it all and said, well, I see that there's a bigger plan. I see perhaps that there's something a little special in all of this that would bring us together now in a totally, completely different way. What if I needed you to listen differently than even to be in a live situation? And you might say, well, there's really nothing better than having a live situation. Oh, that's where you're wrong. Sometimes, just sometimes, dear ones, you need to hear me where you're the most comfortable, instead of sitting next to somebody else, where you've planned for the event and dressed for the event and thinking about other things. And instead, you are here with me now, in the comfort, perhaps, of your own setting, to hear words that I want to give you. What is it that is in your heart, Shaw woman, that stays there and doesn't come out? And you might say, well, I can't think of anything because I'm very open-hearted and I just let things go. And I'll tell you, there is something. And it's very, very common, especially to those who would consider themselves in a spiritual way. Did you know that the soul of yours creates something different when a human being gives intent? The intent that you gave, no matter what you say it is, not just to listen to this, but to be included perhaps in something larger, the sisterhood, to be included in that which perhaps is even a study of shamanic energy. When you gave that intent, you gave permission for something to happen within you. And most of you would say that this is something that comes from your heart. It actually doesn't, but let's say it does. What if so much more love was given to you? Perhaps in an encapsulated form, just growing inside you, that it was ready to burst and change something within you. And that is the subject right now of changes that you didn't expect. This may be one. We're starting to give information about love. And we just gave information that said that there's a cascading effect in your DNA that has to do with the energy of love. And we told you in a channel that this particular situation is new, not known, never talked about, never even channeled about. What if everything starts with love? All healing, all situations, lack of fear, everything starts with love because it affects something inside you that then cascades chemically, esoterically, to something bigger. Now, what if this is even enhanced in those who are studying their shamanic abilities? And why would it be so? Then we went on to say, and we have for many years, that you are a form of a transmitter, that a multidimensional energy, if you wish to say, whatever it is, from you, gets transmitted into the room, sometimes even across vast distances, but you transmit. Now let's say for just a moment that you're being given something in an encapsulated form. Let's say it's a love capsule. And that it goes into you in a way that you are learning then to spread it. As a transmitter. And if you said, what has this got to do with anything, Graham? And I will tell you right now that this is the core of being a shamanic. Learning how to take that which is given to you and push it forward to someone else. That is love. What happens when you do that is it enters their DNA field. And if they choose to accept it, there's a cascading effect on them. Right from your heart. And that cascading effect on them is an awareness cascading. And if they came for help, and if they came for anything else from you, perhaps just to sit with you, you transmit to them something that they'll never forget. And it often creates peace immediately and maybe healing along the way, because you have just touched the trigger of a cascading love effect within the DNA. What could the Shah woman do, which is the best thing, the very best thing? What's the food of being a Shah woman? The core. And it would be to accept the love from the creative source to such an extent that it starts a cascade in your chemistry. And it starts by healing the things that are wrong with you. When I say wrong, I mean inappropriate. By taking care of the other inappropriate energies that you think you know you have so that you can walk in a pure way and start the transmission to others. That's what happens. That's what happens from the heart of the Shah woman. This new information I will expand on as we go. But this is truly something that is not simply esoteric. It's something we're starting to talk about because it's in the new energy, something you should know. There is a power of the core energy of love, which we have never talked about before, which is where everything starts. Compassion is there with it. But true love, to sit and love a person in front of you, to the extent that they can feel it and it starts working in them, I guarantee you, if they come to see you someday and they're sitting next to you and you're working this puzzle, their eyes will bang open and they're going to say, what are you doing? But whatever it is, don't stop. Because I can feel it and I know it. And it's working for me. That comes from the heart of the Shawoman. I'll be back. I am Kryon. In love with all of you. And so it is.